Okay. Let's move on. We've got some work to do. The real reason we're on the planet right now, we're going to do some benching together. Let's gather up all of our energies. Let's put on some music and let's do what we came here to do. Now, of course, you can bench anytime you want by yourself. Hope you do. It shouldn't be a discipline. It shouldn't be suffering. It should just be something that you pause from the regular part of the day and you say, oh, it's time for benching. It's time to simply shine my light. That's the reason why I'm here. I came to this planet at this incredible time. Came here to do this. And the beauty of benching is that you're not trying to inflict change. You're not trying to visualize world peace. And some would say, well, yeah, but isn't that a good thing? Up to a point, but I say compassion is more important. Compassion is the accepting. Everybody's on their journey. Yes, some of them choose suffering. Some of them choose abuse, drugs, alcoholism, whatever it is. That's their choice. When they're ready, they'll come to you. They'll come to themselves. They'll be affected by your light. Otherwise, hands off. Let them experience what they're choosing. That is compassion. So we're here, benching. Benching. A cup of coffee, something to eat maybe. Benching is not meditation. Benching is not meditation. So many meditate trying to quiet their minds. Good luck on that. Until you understand the difference between consciousness and thought. Benching is saying, I got here, I am here, I am a master on this planet. I'm allowing energy to serve me. And now I'm just going to sit here and let my light shine. I'm going to stop for a moment all the activities going on. I'm going to stop for a moment and just let my light shine. First, I shine it unto myself, unto my body, which, oh, the body, we didn't even touch on that today, what it's going through right now, coming into the light body. I'm going to shine my light onto my mind, this obedient thing that sits on top of my head that's obeyed me for a long time, has just been a statue. But now, I'm being very clear in my consciousness, and therefore the mind obeys, and it will open up. The mind is very obedient, and it is very flexible. Sometimes those two things don't go hand in hand, but the mind is very flexible. I know, you say, Adamus, you've been pretty hard on the mind. I have been. You know, because at times, working with like Shambhara is like talking to a bunch of statues. I had to get your attention. I had to be a little bit of that tornado that came along. But now that identity, that statue is breaking down, now the mind is free to obey the master you. The mind is free now to bring in energy in a different way. The mind is free to communicate within itself in a different way, no longer just relying on the neurons. The mind is free to adapt and adjust to what comes next. It doesn't need that complex communication system of neurotic activity. It doesn't need that. So first you shine the light unto yourself, unto your own body, not trying to make change, but rather allowing a natural evolution. You shine it onto your mind, not trying to sculpt your mind, not trying to turn it into a statue of some sort, but rather shining your light saying, dear mind, there are so many potentials, let's go for them. You shine your light onto your whole life. not trying to make anything, do anything, just shining light. What is light, after all? Light is consciousness, awareness, pre-thought, ellipses, dot, 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 dot. You're really becoming more aware of yourself through your own light. Aware of all that you really are, aware that you're not this statue. Now, let's shine the light onto the world, onto this planet. Onto the physical planet, Gaia, who's leaving, but still doing her work. Onto nature, such a beautiful thing. You should see some of the gardens on some of the new Earths that were created based on the nature on this planet. So many who have left this planet, gone to the new Earths, wanted to take the beauty of nature, and the gardens are amazing. They've taken the core concept of nature here on this planet and put it into life and the new Earths. You think you have beautiful shots of nature on your phones right now, just wait till you get to the new Earths if you happen to go visiting. Shining our light onto the world, realizing that humans, they're doing what they're choosing to do right now. Yes, I know many say they're lost or they're hurting. But instead of trying to rescue them, we simply say, well, here's another potential. Here's something else you could do. You don't need to be lost. You don't need to hurt. You don't need to be energy vampires. You don't need to be power mongers. Here's a light that shows you what else you can do. Let's shine our light right now onto every human on the planet, not inflicting anything on them, not having an agenda, simply shining light. It's not a rescue remedy. It's not a judgment. It's simply saying, let there be light. So you may see, if you choose to see. So here we are, gathered in the house of Chambra. Open air, of course. Shining our light onto humanity. What greater service can there be than doing what we're doing right now? What greater service can there be? There are others who picked up where you left off from your former energy work, energy holders on the planet, cause workers, the ones attending to the poor and the needy. And yes, that's There is a need for that. There are others who picked up on your work as energy holders, maintaining very important links between this realm and the other realms, between human and divine. They've been around forever, for a long, long time, oftentimes sequestered somewhere, simply holding that link, maintaining that link. Many of you have served in those roles in the past, to past lives, as energy holders, cause workers. But now you come here to do in this lifetime what you planned all along, to be a master, an illuminated master. We're shining our light right now across nature, across the skies, across the planet. truly no greater gift for the planet, no greater gift than for humanity. We're not missionaries or emissaries either. Yeah, missionaries, an interesting thing, but so righteous in their work, bringing the word of God and Jesus to everyone, even those who didn't want it. big righteousness involved in missionary work. Here, read this book. It'd been different if the missionaries would have gone to people and said, you know, if you're ever looking for change, it's already right here. But instead, they brought books and rules and regulations and a lot of violence. No, we're not missionaries. We are not emissaries. Simply masters sitting on a park bench, shining our light so that others may see their own grand potentials now or in the future. I love this work. What we're doing right now, I love it. It's a little easier than all those years of discussions and lectures and everything else. And I love this, just sitting with you on a park bench. You see, it's not too difficult to shine your light, particularly when you know what your light is. It's your consciousness. When you know the difference between your light and your thoughts, your consciousness and your brain activity. This is a lot easier. I will say that next time I would like a cappuccino versus just coffee with cream and a croissant, but I'll still be here working with you, shining our light. You know, it feels good when you can just truly be so safe as to open up and shine your light. Not worrying about any intrusions coming back, because they're not going to. Why? Because you're not trying to change anything. You're simply shining a light. If there was any response to you shining your light onto the world, it'd be the world shining its light back onto you. It's very different than when you're trying to change something, then the energy will naturally try to change you. It's pretty easy work, what you think, just sitting here on the park bench, but remember everything it took to get here. Remember the trials, the tribulations, the experiences, the seemingly wrong turns with the wrong people. It took a while to get here. Simple now, yes, but for the average human, you get him in here sitting on a park bench, they're going to find a way to mess it up and to make it difficult. Let's take a deep breath and you're shining the light. You know, radiating like this gives you a whole new appreciation of everything. When you look at nature or even other people, it gives you a new and different kind of an impression of yourself. It's because the mind's not racing away with thoughts, trying to put periods on everything. It's more openness, it's more sensuality, because it's coming from consciousness now. I am that I am. Because it has the four dotted ellipses, not a period. Be the observer also, be the observer. Not right now, but in the next couple of weeks, what's happening on the planet? What shifted? At first you say, well, it had nothing to do with us. That was something that was going to happen. But we do enough of these together, or you by yourself, and you start to say something really is shifting. And you hear in the news, they say something totally unexpected happened today. Something that did not follow normal patterns. Something totally out of the blue. And you can smile and you go, possibly our light had an effect, caused some changes. You hear about a new scientific breakthrough and I say, boy, nobody would have ever expected that. That was out of left field. That was totally unexpected and it defies so much of conventional thinking. When you hear that type of thing, it's brand new, unexpected. You can smile, pat yourself on the shoulder and say, that's what happens when the light is illuminating. When the light is shining, whether it's to some scientist looking for answers, some change in a old social structure, some opening up. When you start hearing the words, unexpected, unprecedented, out of the blue, totally different, quantum change, that's when you start smiling. All this benching, this working up a sweat here benching, look what it's doing to the planet. This is what you came here to do right now. You realize it's not about working on yourself anymore. Don't need to. That's a pain anyway. Well, it's like the sculptor always working on the statue. Give it up. Break the statue. You're here to be a master. Allowing your energy to serve you and shining your light. It's that simple. Well, it's been fun today. I've got to get going. I want to get up to the Ascended Masters Club and I want to look in my crystal ball. I want to see the effects of what we did today, our group Chambra benching. I want to see the effects. I want to see how the energies are changing, if at all. I want to see where the light is truly making a difference. Do the same for yourself. Keep your eyes and ears open. Let's take a deep breath together. Always remembering that all is well in all of creation, especially when there's your light. With that, my dear friends, I am Adamus of Sovereign Domain. Thank you.